I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
About you got to put it in perspective.
La 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 la. Test 1 2.
That's
annoying.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1 2 3.
Bad boy.
4 5 6.
B.I.G.
I don't believe in icons. I don't believe in personalities. I believe that peace lies beyond personality, beyond invention and disguise, beyond the red S that you wear on your chest that makes bullets bounce off. I believe that it's deeper than that. I believe we're a field of energy dancing for itself. And I don't care.
You watch him now on the screen. This diversity in his background is helping him a lot tonight.
Shireen, don't like it.
Hey, remember when Bean called that guy his personal lord and savior and then he turned out to be a pedophile? That was pretty funny.
And now.
I heard your radio program at the senior center today.
Great.
I was humiliated.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Wednesday morning, the 24th of April.
What's up, kids?
Hi.
Hello.
I don't like the look Jensen is giving me.
Mm-hmm. I have thoughts for you, but we'll see.
Jensen said he had a surprise that he wanted to share first thing.
All right.
Out of the gate this morning.
Is it a story about a sickle and a neighbor and a penis?
No, just a boom. I found something. I know he's an animal lover.
I thought
this spoke to him.
A sweet story?
Yes.
Oh.
It's extremely sweet.
Like those little dogs that the lady threw in the dumpster that are now all going to be adopted.
Well.
That kind of a sweet story.
No, more caring than that.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, are you ready?
Yeah.
I feel like it's, I mean, I don't know how it's not the top story on every news station.
Okay. Wow.
Like, I know there's a lot of collusion talk and subpoenas and whatever. But in Pennsylvania.
Okay. Rescue farm?
Well, to an extent.
Okay. I'm in.
Three men have now been sentenced to 20 to 41 years each.
Oh, no.
Wow.
For being extreme animal lovers.
Oh, no.
Why don't, no, 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 no.
No!
Don't do it, Jensen.
No, no, no. Back away from the screen. Oh, Kevin, inappropriate. This is not a romantic.
Oh, was it a pony?
We don't know yet.
And also, don't judge.
We don't know if it's not a pony. What?
31-year-old Matthew Brubaker, 34-year-old Mark Maskinoff, and 41-year-old Terry Wallace were arrested for having sex with various animals.
No, look. Now, was it a pony? Hold on a sec. All right, you can bring that down.
Okay. Yeah.
We have had this discussion on the animal abuse and child abuse are the two worst things in the world for me. They're the things that hurt me to my core. Kevin has argued in the past, and I'm not sure if he means it or not, you don't know that the animals didn't enjoy it.
Oh, my God.
He has argued that, to which I say it doesn't. That's not the point.
Do you want to hear the lineup before you decide?
Could I answer the question for you?
Yes.
It was a joke.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, even though they're animals, if it's without consent, then no. Ooh. I'm saying no.
Well, I don't.
How do you know it's not?
I don't think consent. Yeah, I don't think we can tell because this is how many animals that they.
It was more than just the pony.
A cow.
Oh.
All right.
A goat.
Oh, goats aren't even sex. I mean,
multiple dogs.
Oh. Geez.
And get the drop ready because they had sex with 9 horses.
Oh.
No.
Oh my God.
I mean,
after one, you'd think you're done. 9 horses.
I mean, 9 in a row in one day, because that's a pretty good record.
Here's what they
found.
That's
what we're talking.
I mean, this is the disgusting part that we should make a joke about.
Right.
To commit the acts, the trio forced an unidentified teenage boy who lived on the property to restrain the animals while they assaulted the creatures.
Oh my God!
His job was to hold the horse down.
He was the lookout, kind of.
Oh my God!
Wow.
I don't know why every article I read about this has to distinguish this, but they want you to know that every animal was a female.
Well, they
really?
Don't want you to think the guys were gay. Apparently.
Wow. That's absurd.
They assaulted the animals over a 5-year span.
Oh, oh, dear.
Wow. What is wrong with them?
Good morning, Los Angeles.
Why did you put that in my ears?
Listen, I think that you should be up on stuff. You like to stay current.
Yes, but there's something you just rather not know.
Well, then I'll have to get rid of my Google alert.
Good morning. Good morning.
This guy's right.
Fabulous. Outstanding. Wonderful.
Right?
Terrific.
Oh, I forgot
good
one detail.
Morning.
Hold on. Yeah.
Hold on.
No,
yeah.
No, I'll let it live.
Good morning.
Okay.
I forgot one detail.
There's more?
Yeah. They found a bunch of cameras and recording equipment in the place where they assaulted the animals.
They wanted it for later?
Yeah, I mean, you know, make sure that you have it, you know, for prosperity.
I've never felt my boner go away so quickly.
Yes, I'm with you,
that
Ellie.
Lady.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Jensen, I'm putting you in
that
the...
That went south so fast!
Putting you in the penalty box.
Mm-hmm.
I'm giving you a timeout.
No worries.
And I'll let you know when it's okay for you to come back to the show after you think about what you've done.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dear.
He's just bringing you the news, Ben. He didn't do it.
I don't...
Right?
Yeah, I'm the messenger.
Right.
He brought the news with glee. Is what
Bean, you're an animal lover.
Yeah.
That's how he started.
I didn't even have suspenders, but I was just like pulling them out.
You were, yeah. That's true. You're a bad man.
All right.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show,
I like
shall
that
we?
I'm the bad man.
Right. Kevin, you lied to us, and you need to grow up.
Bean makes his guess.
Yeah, he does. Guess who our new co-host is going to be on the show starting tomorrow? That's going to be one of the games we're going to be playing.
Omar has a creepy photographer that he wants to discuss.
Mm-hmm.
It's odd what this guy's doing.
Taking pictures of his dogs?
I mean, no.
I think he wishes.
Worse, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
David Alan Greer.
Oh, I love the dag.
On the show today. We have, you're in love with your car.
Okay.
Cars give consent, right?
No.
But I mean, they don't have feelings,
if
right?
They honk.
Right, that's true. Honk. We also have April Foolishness tickets, ringside seats, along with the pre-VIP party. We're looking for punchlines today. That's going to be in the 8 o'clock hour this morning.
Okay.
So that's coming up. We'll take a break. We'll come back with what's happening next.
It's Kevin and Bean on K-Rock.
Wednesday morning, Allie's here with a first look at what's happening.
Listen, we all hate spoilers, right? We don't want to hear them.
Right.
But when you go on Twitter and are tweeting, I'm seeing Endgame on Friday, I don't want any spoilers, don't you think someone immediately is going to see that and just spoil it for you?
I assume,
like,
yeah.
What are you doing? I have a friend that literally on Twitter, on Instagram, if she could afford to get somebody to do it in the sky, she would write that. And it's like, sweetie, you're setting yourself up, and this just in... Stay off social media.
That's the
if
thing
it's
is, it's
that big of a deal to you.
It's on you.
Absolutely.
To avoid spoilers. If Twitter is all spoilers, stay
absolutely
off it. It's not that hard.
Absolutely.
But
you guys,
the flip side of that is if you are tweeting out or Instagramming or Facebooking spoilers for Endgame, you're a dick.
100%.
You shouldn't be putting it out there.
No, 100%. But
it's on you to avoid it as well.
Avoid it. It's very simple to avoid it.
And you're friends with this person.
I'm rethinking it. Boy, is she annoying right now. But 57% have temporarily unplugged from social media in order to avoid Endgame spoilers, you guys. And Fandango is reporting that the upcoming 3-hour Avengers Endgame has already sold out more than 4,000 screenings in North America. And the movie is tracking to be the fastest pre-seller in the 19-year history of Fandango and on pace to become... obviously, the all-time pre-sale champ as well, you guys.
Kevin, I know you don't care about reviews, but the first reviews are in, and they are very good.
Yeah.
Very, very, very good.
I do love when I want to go see a movie anyway, and the reviews are very good.
Mm-hmm.
That does make me happy. But
yeah,
if they're bad, I go, I'm going to go anyway, because
right,
it looks good to me.
Right. Absolutely.
But it does. I am happy that they're happy.
Yeah. Apparently, it's a very satisfying conclusion.
Excellent.
To the story. Yeah.
Pretty emotional.
Can't wait. You want to know what happens?
Thanos opens a Jamba Juice.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I don't mean to spoil that, but...
Yeah, he kind of turns it all around.
Yeah.
That's nice.
I'm sorry. I watched it, but I fell asleep.
Oh, okay. Well, it's three hours.
Yeah.
And you're an old man.
I get it. Yeah. And again, talk that it might hit $300 million in the domestic opening and a jaw-dropping $1 billion worldwide. That's just... I know. That's just the
that's
opening,
crazy,
you guys. It's cuckoo. Is Carson Daly the nicest human being on the face of the earth?
Oh, my gosh, no.
Oh, Vin, of all people, I think you'd agree with
He's
that.
He's one of the nicest I've ever met.
Absolutely. So he returned from a week-long vacation to learn that two of his colleagues were preggers. Or had just adopted a baby. So Jenna Bush Hager announced on Monday that she's pregnant with her third child, and Hoda Kotb revealed that she adopted a second baby, a little girl named Hope Catherine. And Carson Daly just joked on Instagram that their work coffee mugs are filled with baby-making juice. Oh, no, Carson, not you saying such horrible things.
Debbie Likey.
People... of course, lost their minds.
I love that tweet.
I love it so very much. And of course, people were like, that's not nice of you. You shouldn't be saying that about your coworkers. And then apparently, while he was gone, the meteorologist had revealed that she suffered a miscarriage and is dealing with secondary infertility.
Oh, boy.
So people were like, oh, really bad timing, Carson. And he's like, I'm Carson Daly, the nicest man in the world. Ask the Kevin and Bean Show. They're talking about it, like, coming up. I see into the future. That's what he wrote. But he, there's no malintent ever from Carson Daly.
Say that,
oh, my
Jensen.
God, Jensen.
You understand you can't say that word, right? You get that. No, I don't
and
think that's what he was doing.
Quite a setup. He would never do that.
Quite a setup. Debbie Likey.
Oh, but really, baby bacon juice, that's funny.
That is funny.
Oh, poor
it's
Carson.
Not, it's not six yet, right?
It's not.
No, we're not on the air.
Yeah, we're not on the air.
No worries.
How about this first sentence? Halsey's naked rock climbing trip didn't go as planned. She took to Instagram to show off her injured back. Her torso that's covered in red scrapes and cuts.
Oh, that hurts.
And her middle finger that was wrapped in a bandage. And she said, don't go rock climbing naked. Or do. I mean, do you?
Why was she rock climbing
yeah,
naked?
Yeah, I could have told her that.
Honestly, I'm going to say this. If I look like Halsey, I'd be naked all the time.
But while climbing the face of a rock.
We're not saying like for us. We're saying for you. Like Halsey, it sounds unsafe for Halsey.
Right.
Well, it clearly was unsafe for him.
Yeah, I don't think you should ever really do anything that strenuous naked, like up against granite.
Right.
Probably not safe, but...
Because it's hard.
What?
The granite. The granite's hard.
Is that what you call it?
That's a weird nickname, Kevin.
The rock's so mad. So anyway, yeah, she got all cut up and scraped and things aren't good. Doesn't really say why she was doing it. She just, you know, weird.
Oh.
I know, it's pretty crazy, you guys. Hey, some birthdays for you. Kevin, you still love Barbara Streisand?
She's not my favorite.
Yeah. Who do you like less, Barbara Streisand or James Lipton?
James Lipton was more in my face for a long time, whereas Barbara Streisand kind of kept to herself.
You can avoid her. Okay.
A real Sophie's choice.
Yeah, it's really tough.
Totally. Kelly Clarkson, happy birthday.
Kelly Clarkson!
Austin Nichols from One Tree Hill, Wimbledon. John from Cincinnati. What? Joe Keery, he's Steve from Stranger Things. Also looks just like our friend from Parks and Rec. We'll talk about him later. And Frankie McDonald.
Which one? I'm trying to Google it, but I can't find it. Which one are you talking about?
And Frankie McDonald.
I'm sorry,
made a reference that I think the audience needs to know more about.
The kid on Stranger Things looks like who?
Who?
Jean Ralphio from Parks and Rec.
Character name. It's hard. People should know the real name.
What's the guy's name?
He was just in here. About
a month ago.
That's why we're asking. God. Yeah.
Welcome to my life.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's what it's like. Let's just wait.
We got all day.
I mean, Jean Ralphio. It's just.
That's the character name, right?
Yeah.
Played by the actor.
The guy that plays
it. It's hard to IMDb the character name.
Yeah, the actor.
I'm trying my hardest.
We'll just
hear me typing.
Yeah, he did the show with the guy from Silicon Valley.
That's right.
They were doing a comedy, like an improv show.
By the way, pulling someone else's name up is not going to help you find the other person.
It helped her stall, though.
Yeah. Thomas Middleditch is who he's doing the show with. My God.
My disappointment is immeasurable.
You guys.
My day is ruined.
Mine too, sir. He's in a movie with my friend Jillian that's coming out that looks great.
They're very close friends.
Very
too.
Close friends. She was texting me while he was here, like, oh my God,
while
he's
who
the
is
best.
Here?
He plays Jean Ralphio on Parks and Rec.
Oh, right. I'm still typing.
Can I type it in?
Trying my hardest to type.
You know,
type
James on. From Jeopardy is not going to love you anymore if you can't come up with names.
Hear me typing?
Yeah.
I'm trying my hardest.
Ben Schwartz!
All right.
That was a journey.
Worth it.
Wow. Apologies, you guys. Ben.
Mm-hmm.
The two of us.
Yeah, he made quite an impact on you.
All right.
And that's what's happening.
Yeah.
The Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
It's time for Bean Makes Us Guess.
Bean Makes Us Guess, yeah.
Ooh, ooh.
Bean Makes Us Guess, yeah.
Who gets penis slapped?
Bean is a dick.
Pretty dope, man.
Just wanna tell ya.
I am the dumbest human that ever lived.
Now it's time for Bean Makes Us Guess.
Yes.
I just like to say that a lot of those drops don't make sense.
Thank you, Kevin. I was thinking the exact same thing. They seem really inappropriate for this segment. Guys, we all love a good sports movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
In fact, we have a guest coming in later on today, David Alan Grier, who's got a sports movie out about a young man who becomes one of the sprinting champions in the world. And
right.
There's something inspirational about seeing those athletes persevere and push through and win the big prize. You know, we all love the Rockies of the world and things like that. For some reason, there have been more great baseball movies than any other sport. There's some great boxing movies. There's a couple of good football movies. But there are so many great baseball movies. I don't know what it is about the sport of baseball that lends itself to a great movie, but there have been a ton of them. And that's the topic of today's Bean Makes Us Guess. The best baseball movies ever made. This is according to Ranker.com. They had over 80,000 votes on this. So this is what the people think are the best baseball movies of all time. Kevin, you sit at the head of the table. You get the first guess. What say you, sir?
Angels in the Outfield.
Angels in the Outfield is number 16. That was a pretty good guess, though. I'm stunned that you came up with one. I mean, I can't imagine Kevin has ever intentionally and on purpose seen a baseball movie.
That was actually a comedy answer for me. I did not expect it to be on the list at all.
Yeah, well, this is a good
game. Wow. Number 16. Not enough for a point, but no. Jensen, you're up next.
Field of Dreams.
Field of Dreams is number one, ladies and gentlemen. Considered the best baseball movie of all time. Didn't you just wear a Field of Dreams t-shirt this week?
And I admitted that I had bought dirt from there as a souvenir, and everyone has made fun of me since.
You bought dirt.
Yeah, dirt in a small little test tube.
Is the Field of Dreams in Iowa where everybody wants to go with their dad?
Yeah, if I still had a dad, I'd take him there.
Okay. Allie, you're up. What's a great baseball movie, please?
How about A League of Their Own?
A League of Their Own is number 6 on the list. You have a point. Well done.
It's like a female to pick that one.
That's a great movie, by the way.
It is a great movie.
Madonna, Rosie O'Donnell. Kevin, you're up.
Sandlot.
Good one.
Sandlot is number 5. All right. Kevin is in it to win it today. Jensen.
The Natural.
The Natural is number 4. Okay. Allie?
The one with Charlie Sheen.
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
No,
one of Allie's deep dives.
Is it Ben Schwartz?
It's a Wild Thing, and then he comes out and he pitches.
That's the one, right? Yep. Playing for the Cleveland Indians.
Yes.
Right, and the name of the movie is?
I don't know. The Charlie Sheen movie.
Right, that's the movie, but what's the name of it? We're going to need a name.
No, I just described it to you.
Can't you get half a point for the description?
I don't think we have half a point. Okay. Are they? Would you say that the team is playing at a professional level?
Minor leagues, all-star, professional, Major League Baseball.
Ladies and gentlemen, Major League is the movie. That is number 2.
I'll give it to her.
Look at you guys. I guess it's good that there's no clock like on Jeopardy, right? He's had all the time in the world to flail. All right, Kevin, you're up.
Wow.
I'm going to go Best in Show.
Best in Show is a dog. It's a dog show movie.
Yeah.
But they play baseball.
No.
Agree to disagree.
All right. Well, maybe you're right. I just haven't seen it in a while.
Yeah.
All right, Jensen, we're doing pretty well in this top 10 right so far, but what do you have?
The Original Bad News Bears.
The Original Bad News Bears is number 9 on the list. Well done.
But he's typing into his computer.
No, I'm using the thing.
The notes. He's using notes.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, we can't see that. He's a cheater.
All right, let's do Allie McKay.
I'm going to say the greatest sports movie of all time.
Rocky?
And one that my father judges every man I've brought home on.
Raging Bull?
If he hasn't seen it.
Cool Running.
He is not going to be in my life.
And that is called?
It's about hockey, but it's Slapshot.
No, right. That's not a good one.
You know what?
that didn't make the list of the best baseball movies of all
time. Okay.
I'm sorry to say. All right, let's go around the horn one more time.
Basketball.
There's a bat in it.
Right?
Basketball was the South Park guys movie.
Yes.
Their first movie. Remember about a sport that they invented that crossed baseball and basketball?
Right.
That's a pull, man.
Chip.
That is a pull.
Right. Agreed. Thank you. It was mine.
All right, Jensen, your final guess.
I'll take this home. Do we have number two yet?
Yes. Major League was number two.
Number three is available?
Yes.
Bull Durham.
It is number three, ladies and gentlemen. Bull Durham.
I'll take it.
In fact, we have the top six on the list already. And number nine. All right, Allie, your final guess. I feel like Allie's out. I mean, she used Slapshot in the last...
Oh, well, the timer. It hurts.
Just say The Godfather and we'll end this game.
The Godfather.
I'm sorry. No. Here's your top 10, by the way. Number 10 was The Rookie. Remember that with Dennis Quaid?
Yes.
Yeah, it was a great, great movie. Number 9 was The Bad News Bears. Number 8, fairly recent movie on this list, Moneyball.
Moneyball.
We all saw and loved.
Of course.
Number 7 was a great movie, another Charlie Sheen movie where he played on the fabled Chicago White Sox team that threw the World Series.
I have that
eight
one, yeah.
men out.
I would have got that.
Was number 7. Then A League of Their Own.
Shut up, Jensen. You can't just claim, list. Oh, yeah.
No,
I have it.
It on my little notes.
League of Their Own was 6, Sandlot 5, The Natural, Bull Durham, Major League, and Field of Dreams, best baseball movies of all time. This has been Bean Makes Us Guess.
Bean Makes Us Guess, yeah.
Kevin and Bean Show, world famous K-Rock.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I think it was Abraham Lincoln who said, "Don't believe everything you read on the internet." But that
did
yeah, I believe that's accurate.
Okay.
That did not stop Allie from coming in yesterday with a with late breaking news from madeupbs.com.
Mm-hmm.
And she claims that this is real people responding to a real survey about a real question about being in love with your car.
Yeah, it was conducted by One Poll on behalf of Cooper Tires. And here's the title of the article that I brought in. 64% of Americans say that they consider their car a friend. More than half of Americans
I'm sorry,
are
you
friends
said
with their car.
64%.
64% of Americans.
Car.
Okay. Just so we're all on the same page here, I just want to make sure I want to ferret out the weirdos.
Yeah.
Then throw out the study.
I want to ferret out the weirdos by asking, we all are in agreement that a car is a possession, right?
Yes.
That's it.
Yeah.
It can be a treasured possession.
Mm-hmm.
It can be a point of pride. It's certainly a convenience, but it's not a friend.
So were you saying that you haven't named your car? Like 44% of Americans?
Oh, half of Americans have named their car.
I actually have named my car. I call it my car.
Okay.
That's what I call it.
That's not very romantic.
My mom called our station wagon Nelly.
Well, then she's in the 40-something percent.
Absolutely. 45% of people have shed real tears when it came to saying goodbye to a car.
Those people have not felt real pain.
Well, speaking of
lucky
pain.
Them. Lucky them. That's the worst thing that's happened to them.
Speaking of pain, 15% of people would rather break a bone in their own body than have their car break down.
Stupid.
That's just stupid.
To which I say, Pinky, 15% would rather break a bone in their own body than have their car break down. Your car breaks down, you have to have it towed somewhere, then it's there for like a week. Why not just break a pinky?
No. No.
Because it's on your body and it's going to hurt and your car is just a possession?
By the way, I
splint for a little while.
No, I broke my pinky and it still hurts. It's still like years later, it still hurts. It rains. I know when it's going to rain. It's a terrible
thing. Why am I shocked that your pinky still hurts?
By the way, we would like to hear from some of the weirdos at 1-800-520-1067. If you have these kind of strong feelings about your car beyond just it's a thing that gets me around, we want to hear from you.
And you know what? Well, you can convince us. We won't be mean to you. I want to hear. This
We're
is like
to try.
It's like a study.
I'm not promising.
Okay, all right. Well, everyone
My name is Nathaniel. I'm 27 years old. And I'm in a serious relationship with my car.
There you go.
Oh,
I
was really about Nathaniel. He's a little different. But one in five would rather spend an entire day in jail than have their car get totaled.
Okay, that makes sense.
A day in jail. Thank you.
That one actually, that one actually does make sense.
Okay, so that might involve spending money on the car to get it fixed.
Well,
it's
totaled. You don't have a car. The inconvenience,
But that's not like I don't want my car to get in an accident because it has feelings and it's my best friend.
Right. I don't think any of these mean
they call it their
your
friend.
Car's feelings.
They do call it a friend. They consider it a friend.
It's a big part of your life, though. Your car is a big part of your life. You're spending, on average, 18 full days every year in your car.
But aren't
your friend.
But aren't you sad if your car's your friend? That means you don't have any other friends.
We are going to hear from people who feel that way. Now, let me ask this question. Mm-hmm. I'm just fishing here. But, Kevin, you're a guy who, you're one of those guys who trades in his car every couple of years, right?
Yes,
like does a leasing.
Lease, yeah.
Right. So you never really get attached to it. It's always so temporary for you.
Commitment
so you think if I had it like a couple of years longer, I might fall for
I'm
it?
I'm just wondering
you'd
if you're
making out with it.
If you're somebody like Chip, how long you had your car?
8 years.
8 years. If you're somebody like Chip who has a long commute every day, that's her comfort spot. I'm just guessing here. I'm just wondering, talking out loud here. She gets in. That's her safe haven. That's her home for the next hour while she commutes back and forth. Do you think she would have a little stronger feelings toward the vehicle than you would? Looking at just a disposable car?
Chip?
Yeah. Yeah. Asking you.
Oh, me? Absolutely not.
If you
whatever I'm in is my safe place to drive where I'm going.
Wow, sorry, ladies.
Nathaniel is in a committed relationship with a car that he's named Chase.
Chase.
It was love at first sight. His body and then his interior and everything just together just seemed to fit. I just felt an instant connection.
There you go.
All right. Say the word.
That's what we're
looking
for.
Say the word tailpipe.
No, he's a little
different. All right. Let's talk to Dan before the break again. 1-800-520-1067. He's in Pico Rivera. He is first up on this topic. We're looking for people that have a strong affection for their car. You might even consider your car your friend. Dan, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for calling. Jensen promises to not make fun of you.
Yeah.
I don't.
Oh, my God. I'm so embarrassed. But good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Now, I want to say I don't love my car, but everything else applies to it. I'd rather break a bone than have my car break down. I name my car. The way I view it is that I commute a lot. I live far from where I work, and I spend a lot of time in my car.
Yeah.
And so over time, I've customized it. I've made little things. It's basically, it is, in a way, not only like metaphorically, but literally my second home, how much time I spend in here.
I get that. And look, nobody's saying that you don't want your car to be in good shape or to be comfortable for you or to be a thing that you enjoy driving, but it's still a possession, right?
It is. And I'll admit, I don't cry when I lose a car, but when I did sell my last car, I took like 50 pictures of it before I sold it.
Dan, I love it. Hey, Dan, out of curiosity, what's your car's name?
I'm sorry?
What's your car's name?
Actually, it's Shadow, the dark car.
Oh, yeah, Shadow.
All right, sounds racist.
Shadow, the dark car is all one title?
By the way, we live in a world where Allie just asked Dan, what's your car's name? And it wasn't a weird question to him.
No, he had an answer.
He had an answer. How many miles you got on Shadow?
128,000.
Oh, are you starting
to
think about the sad day when you're going to have to put her down, when you're going to have to bury a friend?
Yeah.
No, I have been, actually. It's I'm getting ready to say goodbye to Shadow.
All right. No. More pictures.
Yeah, take some more pictures. Mm. We'll give you some alone time, Dan. We'll let you go deal with the grieving process, but we appreciate you listening, sir, all right?
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Thank you.
1-800-520-1067. Are you like Dan? We want to talk to you next on K-Rock.
Kevin and Bean on K-Rock. KROQ.
Let's take one phone call. Let's make it Bree in Riverside. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Bree, do you consider your cars your friends?
No, not my friends, but definitely treasured possessions. I've named three of my cars.
Oh, now what? How did that get started? Like, most people you know probably don't name their cars. Why did you decide to do it?
Well, most people I know do name their cars or have some kind of, you know, I don't want to say affection towards them, but, you know. And it was, they were inherited, and I just felt like they had so much personality, they needed a name.
I feel you, Bree. What were the names?
What were the names?
The first car I drove was a 96 Chevy Silverado, and we called her Old Green, and that was an inherited name because the previous owner named her that.
It's also offensive to it's kind of ageist to call your car Old Green, I would just say.
I mean, she kind of was an old car when we got her.
Okay, all right.
So
that's
accurate.
Number two.
And then it was a 98 4Runner. I called her Janine.
Janine, all right. Nice.
And then?
Yeah. And then SUV that I have right now, I call her Chella.
Chella.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I want you to get some help. I want you.
Let Bree live.
I want you. You don't have to call 911, but I do want you to call the non-emergency number of any hospital or doctor near you. And I want you to explain to them what you explained to us. And good luck with that.
Yeah,
okay?
And take the medication.
I've been told that before.
Okay.
Oh, what a surprise.
Not surprised. All right, Bree. We love you. Thank you for listening.
I find this part of him the most sexy just because of the subtle lines and curves.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give him a kiss here.
Sure.
And just kind of caress him down the side.
That's very nice.
I'm not going to judge until I see how hot his car is.
Yeah.
His car's not that hot.
Oh, really?
No.
Okay.
All right. We're talking about, what's the headline on your study again?
More than half of Americans are friends with their cars.
Consider your car a friend. Mm-hmm.
Let me introduce you to my friend, Tatiana. She's on line one. She's in L.A. She is very close with her cars. And we thank you for calling the Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on?
Hey, first-time caller, very long-time listener.
Thank you, and thank you.
That is awesome. Now, tell me about Josephine.
Oh, my God. Don't tell me that I got dropped.
No,
you're here.
Can you not hear us?
Oh, okay.
No, all good.
I just went totally silent.
All good.
Okay.
No, those are the voices in your head finally stopping.
All right, Josephine.
Josephine. Sure.
Josephine, yes. Josephine is my baby. She's a 2017 Mustang EcoBoost, and she is bad AFF.
You can say ass.
Ass, yes.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, it's okay to like your car. It's okay to be excited about your car. Do you consider Josephine a friend? Is she a treasured family member?
Josephine bought me. I didn't buy her, and she's got total attitude.
I'm sorry, hold.
How did that work? Did she go to a dealership that sold people?
Well, the whole thing was a joke. When I was getting my other car serviced, who was named Fiona, I was joking, and I said, I was like, oh, hey, you know, I have time to wait. Let me go ahead and test drive that Mustang. I said, I never intended to buy it. And I was test driving her, and I just got that thought that it's like, this is my car. And next thing I know, I drove off with her and dumped Fiona.
Poor Fiona.
Wow,
poor Fiona.
That's hard, man. Wow.
And is it true you won't valet your car?
Oh, absolutely not. No one is allowed to touch this car. I have to move a car so I can park it, and then they can park the other car in front of mine.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Guys, I think
you need to call us way more often.
Every day.
Where have you been all our lives? All right, Tatiana.
Amazing.
Thank you very much. Good luck.
Wow.
This is largely a lady thing, by the way.
It seems like
I don't know. Caesar, though, on line five.
Let's talk to Caesar. Let's see what Caesar's got going on.
Hey, Caesar.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you.
Well, what do you want to add to this conversation?
Okay, so in 2014, I went and I got my first car. It was a 2014 Mazda 3. And I was so proud of it. I, for some strange reason, got really attached to it. So I named it Baby Gonzo. So it's Baby Gonzo. I have no clue why. I just named it Baby Gonzo.
All right.
Who can explain love, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I was telling all my friends, hey, you got to meet Baby Gonzo, Baby Gonzo. Most of my friends thought I went and I adopted a baby named Gonzo, mm-hmm. and I didn't, and I failed to inform them that I got a new car.
Jensen, have you thought of Gonzo?
No, but Baby Gonzo is his full name. Yeah.
Now, Caesar, cut to when you guys were separated. What happened?
Yeah, so like a year and a half later, I went through some hardships, and then the car got repossessed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, not Baby Gonzo. No, not Gonzo. They took Gonzo?
Yeah, they took Baby Gonzo. And I cried for a month, and I still have pictures of the car in my phone. Okay. And I'm like, I'm going to get you back. Okay. So eventually, it may not be Baby Gonzo, but.
Let him finish. Okay.
Not without my Gonzo.
Yeah. And so,
all right, Anderson. Thank you. Caesar, we got to go.
Yeah, right. I mean, we're just laughing at you.
We appreciate you, and we're grateful for you. And good luck with the conservatorship. Okay. Let's go to Stephanie, please. Line 7. She's in Corona. Up next on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Steph.
Hey, guys. Love you so much. Longtime listener.
Thank
and
you.
Bean, you're the best.
You're the best.
Well, let's wait and see if Stephanie's the best.
I feel like she is. All right. So you also have a tragic tale of being separated from your friend, the car?
I do.
What happened?
It was a short time, but it really hit me hard. So I commute a lot. I've got a 2017 Honda Accord Hybrid, and she gets me where I need to go, and she got some damage. So I had to get the bumper repaired, like the paint repaired. Mm-hmm. So for 3 days, I was without my car.
You visited her in the hospital, though, right?
No, I didn't. We were completely separated.
Oh, man, that must have been rough. Heartbreak.
Awful.
It was rough. And, I had to Uber around everywhere, which was a huge pain in the butt.
Yeah.
I've got kids to get to school and all this. Anyway, so it just hit me that I really, really love my car. And I ended up naming her Rosanna after the Toto song.
Sure.
That's romantic as hell, man.
Not home.
I mean, car, was it, Toto, yeah.
Stephanie, was it not quite a year since she went away?
Oh. You go straight to hell.
File it.
Not only in the file.
Stephanie liked it.
But the file in
Stephanie
hell.
Stephanie liked it.
I don't hate it.
Thank you, Kevin. That's shocking.
You nailed it.
What are we going to do?
It's the Kevin and Bean Show, the world famous K-Rock.
Allie's here right now. It's a Wednesday morning. Time for another look at what's happening.
If you see an article entitled "Nicolas Cage Angrily Sings Purple Rain at Karaoke Bar After Filing Annulment," do you click on it?
In a second.
Yes.
I break my finger clicking on it so fast.
What if...
I option it into a film, and I then watch the film I've made.
What if another one says, Nicolas Cage mournfully sings Princess Purple Rain at karaoke?
Or both.
I'm watching everything that has Nicolas Cage in the headline.
Yeah, that's my sequel.
Nicolas Cage aggressively sings Purple Rain at karaoke bar. Here's what happened.
And this was during the weekend where he blacked out and married a chick?
Oh, no. This is after the annulment. This is
recent.
He's working through
mourning.
Some stuff.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's sobered up.
Yeah, this happened on Sunday in Koreatown.
Oh, my God.
And I want you to really understand what's going through him when he's singing this. He got married. 4 days later, he's like, this is awful. Mm-hmm. I was not in the right state of mind. She is not the person I thought I married. 4 days. We're done. It's over. She then decides she needs spousal support. Like, he is working through some stuff on a stage Sunday in Koreatown. Hit it, Steve.
Let me
emotional.
The greatest of all time.
Uh-huh. I don't think so.
The alleged drinking should stop.
Oh, you think that was alcohol fueled?
Mm-hmm.
I think it is all karaoke. I mean, it should be. If you're sober karaokeing, we need to talk.
I agree. That's the only way you can do it.
Right? Who's with me? Although, have you ever been to a karaoke bar?
And
you really?
What?
No, I've never been to a karaoke bar.
You're so lucky.
Oh,
I love
think we
it.
Need to.
Are you kidding? I love
it's
it.
It's pretty fun.
Small hot take Jones here, but I think that all karaoke songs should be 25 seconds.
Oh, dear.
Because
oh,
dear here's God. Why. Because it's funny at first, like, oh, they're doing Daisy Dukes or whatever. They're doing Purple Rain. And then you're like, oh, no, there's a minute and a half left, two minutes left. It's too long.
Depends on how good, bad they are. Because if they're bad enough, I'm all in.
Yeah.
Kevin, do you get up and sing at karaoke?
I haven't in a while.
What is your song when you have?
I don't even remember. Working for the weekend, maybe.
Okay.
Oh, God. I did not see that coming.
Great answer.
Allie, how about you?
I have done karaoke before. Usually you'll find a friend and you'll do like a song from Grease. It's the most basic white girl comment that you could ever do.
Don't Stop Believin' is the most basic.
Yeah, that's a big one. But I will say this. You go to a karaoke bar and you're with your friends, you're drinking, and depending on what time you get there, the earlier you get there, the more professional the people are, because those people are there. They just want to try out their song. They're probably not drinking. Maybe they're having an appetizer, but they're there to sing.
Yeah, they go before the line.
Truly sing. And it is something to see, especially here in LA. You're like, okay, that person could have a record deal.
I don't want to listen to people that can sing well. I want people that are drunk.
Well, that comes an hour, 2 hours later.
Are you good at it?
No.
Okay.
No.
But you have fun.
Yeah, I have a lot of fun.
Bean, by the way, was by your house at a bar called the Cat's Meow.
That's where you did your Loverboy tribute?
Wow.
It was a stunner.
That's awesome.
I feel like maybe we need to go karaoke.
I'm not positive that's the case.
Maybe Friday night after Foolishness?
Would that be a singles party karaoke?
Oh, that's a great idea.
Absolutely.
That's a very good idea.
I can't make it.
Oh, wow.
Great idea. How do you feel about poor Nicolas Cage not being able to work through his feelings without having it be on someone's cell phone and then released to the world? Yeah. Like, should he be allowed to grieve privately or should it be on TMZ?
But he didn't do it privately.
I know, but if it had been you or me or Allie,
no one would have cared.
Nobody would have cared.
By the way, there's great karaoke bars, especially in Koreatown, where you can get your own room.
Your own little room. You can have five friends in there. They'll bring drinks right to you. Yeah. No, he wanted to be on stage in front of people.
Okay.
For sure.
And I love it. And I support it.
I speak for Nicolas Cage.
You do.
We all speak for Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Well, what's going on is Zachary Levi will be suiting up again. The Shazam star will probably just be in a suit. You don't even know what he's doing.
The MTV Video Music Awards?
No.
The MTV Movie Awards?
No. He's being sued, so he has to go to jail.
Oh, no.
So he's wearing... Nah, wouldn't that suck?
Take it back.
No. He will be suiting up for the 2019 MTV Movie and TV Awards in June. It's happening June 17th at the Barker Hangar in Santa Monica. He's going to be emceeing it.
Great choice.
Absolutely.
Great
and
choice.
But that thing's still a... Is that still a thing?
It's still a thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is the last time we'll hear about it until the day after when people will say, hey, that was on yesterday. Yeah. We'll go, really? I missed it.
And people might be treated to some musical numbers because he is quite the singer.
Zach Levi.
Uh-huh. That's Nicolas Cage.
Oh.
In 2016, he earned a Tony nomination for Best Leading Man in the Broadway production of She Loves Me.
Wow.
He also showed off his vocal chops in Disney's Tangled. He was Flynn Rider, and he sang an Oscar-nominated song, I See the Light, with Mandy Moore. Did any of us know this?
No,
I did not.
Well, I should probably double check this whole thing. Cause
that makes you doubt it?
I feel like one of us would have known.
Not necessarily.
Any of that?
Huh.
He was Chuck?
Yeah, he was Chuck.
He was also Chuck.
Yeah, I didn't think Chuck sang.
I didn't
Chuck.
Either.
That's a very impressive resume for a guy who we didn't know sang.
Very impressive. Then again, Bean didn't know he was on one of his favorite shows while watching it.
That's true.
He said, there's a guy on Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, looks a lot like Zach Levi. And I said, oh, you mean the story I did a month ago saying he was going to be on this season of Mrs. Maisel? He goes, well, he looks just like him. he literally said that.
The dude I was watching looks so much like Zach Levi. I was stunned.
How can you not make that next step to maybe it's Zach Levi?
Never occurred to me.
Okay. We're talking about
Never
you.
Never occurred to me.
It's you guys. That's you guys. Like it's the way everyone talks about it. It's like we're talking about someone who's not in the room. You're right here.
I mean, that's true.
I didn't think it was Zach Levi. He just really looked like him. That's all.
Dope.
Okay.
Is that a dope?
Yeah, I guess.
That was very odd. You guys, when we come back, we're going to talk again more cameras that we don't know about.
Conspiracy
Alley has been proven right time and time again.
People are watching.
Quite frankly, I'm sick of winning.
Yeah, it's got to be exhausting.
Thank you.
Your electric toothbrush can see you. I mean, it's going to be one of those, right?
Oh, I hope it can, because sometimes.
Okay.
What? Kelly Clarkson, Happy Birthday, Barbara Streisand, Joe Keery, and Frankie McDonald.
It's Kevin and Bean on K-Rock. K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right. How did this get started with celebrity interactions on Twitter?
How did it get started?
I was doing the story yesterday about Ariana Grande doing a bunch of stories on her Instagram about how much she loved Jim Carrey.
Right.
And then Jim Carrey reached back out to her on Twitter, and it was just kind of this interesting little moment you saw between Ariana Grande, who has loved Jim Carrey since fourth grade. He was part of like her AIM chat name.
Yeah, it was like Jim Carrey fan 42
yeah.
or something.
Insane.
Which
insane.
Made me realize there were 41 others.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's also fun to see a superstar who, in a moment where that Instagram came to her from Jim Carrey, she just fangirled out.
Yeah, she's I need a minute.
Yeah,
you guys.
It didn't matter that she's a celebrity and arguably right. way more famous than Jim Carrey. It all that mattered is that the guy she loved reached out to her.
Very cute.
And we just started talking about how we kind of all have had that instance where we have been surprised that a social media responded to something because we're just nobodies, regular people, mm-hmm. and then somehow you get in their orbit for a minute and it's kind of fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, I'll start if you want.
Sure.
I found myself, and Kevin, you're going to find this hard to believe, but I found myself one day actually not changing the radio when a Pitbull song came on.
What?
And I was shocked by it. Because I kind of feel like you
this
do.
This is Kevin's nightmare.
What? I kind of feel like you do about Pitbull, which is that
I can't change it fast enough.
Yeah, he's not necessary.
His music is fine, though. It's just when he starts. Yeah. Then you got to move.
Yeah, so I tweeted out. I said, I don't know. I don't remember the exact words, but I was like, I don't know if I'm coming down with something or what, but a Pitbull song came on the radio, and I didn't switch it immediately. What's
oh,
wrong
wow.
with me?
You didn't at Pitbull,
of course
though.
I did.
Oh, Bean.
Of course I did.
Why would you do that?
So like,
it's kind of a compliment, though.
It was me
I
saying
mean,
that.
Is it?
It's backhanded.
No, it
but he's saying I'm coming around on Pitbull.
He's
but,
saying that I also always changed the channel up
right,
until that day.
And that I might be coming down with something,
yes,
which is
right.
why I was
right.
slow on the
Pitbull
response.
Fever, right.
So
true.
Like 45 minutes, am I shocked to see put Pitbull in my timeline who says, you be all right.
Did it make you like Pitbull even more
yes!
right then? Absolutely.
I thought it was an awesome way for him to respond.
100%.
To remind you Pitbull haters, which I am not.
Which I am.
This is a man who traveled to Alaska because the internet voted to send him to a city that's never had a concert before.
Uh-huh.
And he went and played for like 30 people in freezing cold because he knew the joke was funny.
Look,
that's awesome, but it doesn't make him a good singer.
God
rapper.
Bless him.
I will tell you, I've seen him host TV shows before and he seems energetic.
Personable.
Yeah.
Mr. 305.
He's Mr. Worldwide.
Yeah.
Right.
He looks like he's made of cocaine, but he is awesome.
So that was my momentary brush with greatness, I guess, on social
love
media.
It.
That's a good one.
How about you, Allie? I'm sure you've had a bunch.
I have two that I love. One that I just retweeted on my Twitter at Allie McKay. And I don't know if y'all were with me when I had a cable guy show up that when I opened the door, I went, oh, God. And he's like, what? And I'm like, you are buff Trevor Noah is what you are.
And you're not exaggerating.
No.
He looks just like him.
And
exactly.
I wound up live tweeting his whole visit there. And people were like, post a picture. I'm like, I'm getting to it. So I wound up tweeting a picture. Behold, my cable guy, buff Trevor Noah, only in L.A. You're welcome. I didn't at Trevor Noah. And I didn't have to because the thousands of replies that I got, when you look at the picture, you'll understand.
Oh, it is buff Trevor Noah.
He
no
literally is Trevor Noah.
Yeah.
Trevor Noah sees it, quote tweets it, and writes, why are you exposing my side hustle?
A very good one.
Was very
That's
funny.
Pretty strong.
Especially since he was on hiatus that week. So people were like, wait, it could be him. I'm like, look at the arms. It's not him.
Your cable guy laid some cable that day, I understand, by
the
way.
Oh, no. He's married, has children. He's a wonderful man.
To you? With your kids?
No, I wish.
He really looks like he should be making a porn called The Daily Ho or something. I mean, he really... I'm just saying.
Congratulations
Daily
on that.
Ho.
You look at the guy. I'm just saying.
He could be a model, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's a super good-looking buff dude.
Tell me more about The Daily Ho.
Yeah. I'd like to hear
a summary of it. How does that go?
So there's a pizza delivery guy.
But you read it, wouldn't you?
God. But I have one other one, which to me was awesome. I've talked about it on the air before. When I was a little girl, and I was so thrilled to be sitting next to the superstar on the plane. And as soon as he got up to use the bathroom, I turned to his wife and I said, what's it like to be married to Gallagher? And his wife laughed because her husband was David Crosby. So I wound up tweeting, I wonder if David Crosby remembers a flight where an 8-year-old girl whispered to his wife, is it cool being married to Gallagher? Because that was me. He responds, Graham Nash actually used to tell people I was Gallagher. Funny as hell. Then one time he did it to me, and a guy came up to him and said, hey, Mr. Manilow, I love your music, and I'm still laughing. I'm like, I got some Crosby, Stills, Nash juice right there. That's excellent.
From a story that started when you were 8.
Yes!
That's
some weirdness right there.
Quite a long con, yeah.
How about you, Kevin? Have you ever been surprised by somebody who's responded to something on social media?
I was trying to think about this. Not really. I don't really look at my ads all that much.
He has to learn how to use it.
You know, I have seen your ads, and that's probably why this is probably better.
How about you, Jensen?
I have a real serious one first, but Henry Winkler once promoted my book.
Awesome!
Whoa.
Which was, like, such an incredible feeling. He was like, he was like a second dad to me growing up on TV. Like I was so into him. Mm-hmm. And so just seeing him promote my book
was
bonkers.
You didn't know him?
No.
And
no.
In real life, he's that good.
Yeah.
He's that nice.
I guess
amazing.
He'd been following me for years and was like, I love this dude. His book's probably great.
Wow.
And so, yeah.
That endorsement meant more to you than anything anybody said about that book.
Yeah, or anything my dad's ever said to me. and then the other one that I really like is from, well, two that I like. One is that I one time tweeted, let's turn this Pizza Hut into a pizza home, which is just a stupid joke. And then DiGiorno Pizza, the verified account, just wrote, no. And then 30 minutes later, Pizza Hut wrote, @DiGiorno @JensenCarp, yes.
What? You started a battle.
A pizza battle.
I remember retweeting your
pizza. It's just
pizza
the best.
Home.
Yeah, it was so weird. And then the other one that I like is one time Seth Rogen was taking questions like on Twitter before The Night Before, which is a movie he put out. Mm-hmm. And he was like, ask Seth any question. And so I wrote, Seth, do you remember when Joey Fatone, Joey Fatone. I said, do you remember when Joey Fatone went on Cribs and showed that he had a Benihana table at his house? And do you think that most things on Cribs were rented?
Did you ask Seth Rogen that question?
I don't know. It's a question I've always had in my life. Like, remember when we watched Cribs and you're like, they can't own that? It was probably rented. It was just a thing I have in my head. And then randomly a couple minutes later, Seth sent this video.
Hey, Jensen. I do remember the Cribs episode with Joey Fatone and he had his own Benihana table. He also, I think, had an inflatable outdoor movie theater. And it didn't occur to me that he could have rented it just for the day until right now. Wow. Maybe he did just rent it. Does that mean that other guy didn't actually have a... Does that mean Tommy Lee doesn't have a Starbucks? Was that rented? You just blew my mind, Jensen. You blew my mind.
And that was pretty sweet.
Wow.
Wow. It's amazing.
But did also, video? He did have an inflatable movie theater. That's the other thing I love about Joey Fatone's house.
Of course he did. I just remembered another one. Because this man's running for president.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Cory Booker was doing like a Ask Me Anything, but on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
My go-to when it's an Ask Me Anything, and I've done it to David Duchovny, who has responded. I've done it to people just because it's so stupid and people are like, they're not ready for this question. So I said, @Cory Booker, do you think it's weird that Tarzan doesn't have a beard? I mean, because what's he shaving
out in the
with
wild,
out there?
Yeah.
And where's he shaving?
He quote tweeted it and just wrote, yes! So,
Cory Booker 2020?
I need him to become president because really, I blew his mind.
You need to frame that, print it out, frame it, put it on the wall.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
Right now, though, let's give away some tickets to that show. If you haven't already bought them at AXS.com, this is the pre-show VIP party and ringside bag. And this is called Punchlines.
Punchline, punchline, punchline.
Yeah!
Punchline, punchline, punchline. Can you tell us a punchline today? Make us laugh, you'll scream hooray. Don't be stupid or you will get dissed. You won't get into it for foolishness.
All right, so no jokes unless you're the winner, right?
Yes. Correct. We just, don't want to hear the rest.
Just the punchline. All right, we'll take them in order, and we're doing this. We're doing this knockout style.
Yeah. Correct.
So if you are the best, you stay on the line. The first caller could win. Let's find out.
Juan in Paramount. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
You're in the lead. Congratulations,
Juan. We don't want the joke. We just want the punchline.
Out of what?
Out of what?
Oh, wow.
Out of what?
All right.
That's
intrigued.
Extremely unsatisfying.
Okay. But the joke may tie it all together.
Yeah, maybe.
It may.
All right. Let's see who can try to knock off Juan.
Hi, guys. Hi, guys. It's Marshall. I'm so excited to talk to you. I really, really want to win this. I actually have two punchlines because I want to do extra credit.
Marshall, hold on. Two seconds. Do you want to join the show? Like forever?
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay, listen, Marshall, we are fingers crossed that you're great and that you win, but, you know, you can get tickets as cheap as $30 to buy them and be there for
I know, but this is for my girlfriend's belated birthday present. I want to get her the extra special tickets. I'll do two of them for extra credit.
Well,
okay?
No, that doesn't work.
Pick your favorite, Marshall.
First of all, take a breath.
Yeah.
And then pick
okay.
one.
Okay.
All right, what's your favorite
okay.
punchline?
Okay, wow, somebody took a selfie.
Okay.
Wow, somebody took a selfie.
That was very good, Marshall. Now you hold on. Don't die on us, okay?
Okay, I'm here.
Okay, hold on. Thank you. I just worry he's going to hyperventilate.
Are we doing battle so we get rid of Juan and keep Marshall?
I think Marshall's sticking around. I'm sorry.
I know it does endorse methamphetamine use, but we should stick with Marshall.
Okay, good.
Somebody took a selfie. That's a good punchline.
Let's go to Tracy in Woodland Hills. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Tracy. We're talking to a normal person now. This is so relaxing having you on the phone.
I was like, oh, right. That's how it's supposed
That's
to
how it's supposed to sound.
All right. What's your punchline?
Okay, the punchline is because Ken came in another box.
Oh, wow.
Because Ken came in another box.
Wow.
I mean,
it's funny.
I got to be honest. I like that one.
Who wants to break it to Marshall?
I think I'm still a selfie.
I am too.
I'm sorry, Tracy, but thank you for calling anyway. So far, Marshall's in the lead.
All right. Let's go to Josh in La Habra. Hi.
Hey, good morning, party people.
Good morning.
Morning, Josh. Let's hear your punchline, sir.
With Little Caesars.
Nice read.
With Little Caesars.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm still Marshall.
Are we still Team Marshall?
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Uh-oh. Let's go to Nicole, who's calling us from Long Beach. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning. Long time, second time.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. The punchline is when the cake popped out of the girl.
When the cake popped out of the girl.
Well, I do like Max Headroom's joke, but I'm going to go with We Are Marshall. So.
Hey, I was at that party. It was pretty cool to see.
Okay.
Thank you, Nicole. I think it is still Marshall. All right, we got time for a couple more. We're doing punchlines for Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness. This is the pre-show VIP party and the ringside bag as well, the Microsoft Theater this Friday night.
Luke in Redondo Beach. Good morning. Hello.
Oh, what is up, guys?
Hey, Luke.
Just looking for a punchline.
Hi. First of all, Marshall doesn't even have a girlfriend. He's just pulling your leg there.
How dare you say what we were all thinking?
Yes, exactly. We can't all see her. But my punchline is, all right, you ready for this?
Yep.
So then I says, mustard, more like poo-poo on. You killing me? That's legendary.
No, we're more thinking.
That's legendary, my boy.
I didn't like the way he pooped on Marshall. I didn't care for
I'm
that.
I'm going with Luke, though. I love
but
that.
He's
it's
also,
a better punchline.
He's also in the competitive spirit, mm-hmm. too.
I'm mm-hmm. sticking with Marshall.
I'm going Luke.
I think I'm going over Kevin's side. I think I'm now Team Luke. Allie?
I, too, am Team Marshall just because I want to meet him. So, Chip, you have to be the deciding factor
on this. Why do we have four judges?
Marshall or Luke?
Yeah!
Sorry, Marshall.
Oh! Luke is in the lead.
Rest in peace, Marshall.
That was a knockout in the 12th round,
Unreal.
You guys.
Didn't you guys want to meet Marshall?
I do. Right? I really do, but we're playing by punchlines,
right?
Know?
I mean, I feel like Luke had a strong punchline.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's try Martin. Let's take one more call and see if Luke stays on top.
Hey, Martin.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
First time.
Very contentious battle here today. Let's see what you're bringing.
Because they would have eaten the snake.
Because they would have eaten the snake.
I mean, Poupon was a performance for me.
Yeah,
sticking,
I think so.
Sticking with Luke.
All right, I think it's right. Good. I'm sorry. Thank you, Martin. We appreciate you playing. Appreciate everybody playing. Luke, you're the winner. First of all, congratulations.
Woo!
All right, we're going to see you and your imaginary girlfriend on Friday night. Could we hear the joke, please?
Oh. All right. Dead serious. I don't even have the answer to the joke because I walked in. I used to deliver mail in a business office, and I walked in the office, and the CEO told that joke, and everyone died laughing. I Googled that one forever.
The dude.
Just one without the joke.
Wait. He doesn't even have a joke.
I swear to God, that is the honest
Marshall!
Punchline!
Yeah! Look at your tremendous beard.
Behold.
That's fantastic.
You do look Old Testament, David Alan Greer.
I feel biblical.
You do. You look like you should be coming down a mountain with some tablets.
I do. I love it. I love it. It's all like... And Jim Carrey. I mean, I don't think he has his beard now, though. He shaved his
beard. Yeah, I think he did.
Who it's just you, man. Who has the craziest, what's his face? The Crazy Quaid. He's got the beard like that.
The Crazy
Which
Quaid.
Which one?
The crazy one.
There's the real crazy one.
Yeah, that one.
Who, what's his big
name?
Dude.
From Vacation.
Yeah, from Vacation. Mm-hmm. What's his
Randy.
Name? Randy. Randy's got that beard.
He's the crazy one. Yeah. Is that the one where, was it the FBI was looking for
him?
Oh,
yes. Oh, he
fled
to Canada.
Canada.
Yeah, fled to Canada. Yeah. Fled. Canada. No, I grew up in Detroit.
They'll never find us in Windsor.
They will.
We all have celebrity sightings in Southern California, and I tell the story. In fact, I told it to the room earlier this morning that one of my favorite celebrity sightings ever was seeing Dag walking down Melrose with no shirt on. But wearing overalls. And I thought, that is a baller.
No shirt, but overalls.
I thought, that is a baller move.
This had to be back in the day.
Oh, it was back
in
the day.
Were you singing Come On, Eileen?
First of all, I hope I hit the gym.
Okay, yeah.
You looked good. You could pull it
off.
My
man breasts.
You were a young man back then. But I'm delighted to say that in 2019, he still has those overalls.
Well, first of all,
he's wearing them today.
Yes. I have been declared a fashion god by GQ.com for my overalls.
Are you kidding me?
There's an article that, first, let me digress for a minute. You know, when you pay a publicist thousands of dollars a month, mm-hmm. it's really comforting when the guy at the UPS store finds a story nobody else knew was out there. But anyway, so my UPS guy goes, dude, have you seen this article? And he showed it to me, and it was like, why are all these dudes wearing overalls? And it's like all about me.
Is it coming back?
Yes, apparently
it's coming back because I still have overalls.
You need to read this thing.
Okay,
go on GQ.com. Not only is it,
I'm not
coming
positive
back,
you can pull it off, Pete.
Well, trust me, they didn't say. They said fashion god.
Yeah,
that's my low key drip.
Yeah,
I've been keeping steady.
That is that's legit praise.
Yes, man. So I tell my daughter, she's 11, she's like, no.
Oh, my God. Full-blown picture at the top of the article.
Keep scrolling down.
Cool dudes everywhere can't stop wearing overalls.
Are you sure you're not on farmersonly.com?
Wow.
I feel like Dak could be the face of that.
But you know what's not cool is I'm a little too excited. I'm like been showing everybody. I'm a fashion guy.
Look at this. Read it.
I'm a fashion guy.
Scroll down.
Right.
You have had a remarkable career that continues with on a hit TV show right now on Fox.
Yes.
You got all these movies coming out. We're going to cover all of that. But when you got the call for the Cool Kids, I have to ask, is it the first time in your life that they said, we need you to be older?
Well, it was a transition because I really feel like, being serious for a moment, I was caught in a trick bag, meaning people perceived me as younger. I was getting older, yet I could not quite pull off the dad role yet. And so when I did this movie, Peoples, that's when I played Kerry Washington's dad. But I'm psychically and emotionally, I'm ready. I mean, let's go. I'm going to kill it.
Mm-hmm.
Give me all the old black dudes.
Right? Yeah.
So
I started, but it took a couple more years. And then the Carmichaels was the first time where I feel like everybody was, we're all on board, and I love it. I mean, it's also...
I miss that show.
Well, that was a crime against America that show got canceled, by the way.
It was such a great role. I mean, it was the only time, really, where we would have a scene where literally laughing and crying through the same scene.
Yeah.
Like, when my mom wanted us to help her with assisted suicide. And I really, when we did it in front of an all-black, mostly audience, and I was like, we didn't know until they actually said cut if they were going with us.
Right.
Because when it really got to that point.
A little nerve-wracking.
Exactly. Some dude in the back was like, don't do it, Lord. Don't do it. Oh, no. Man, stop it. I was like, just look straight ahead. Keep going.
Of all the things you've been involved in, that had to hurt the most, having that show canceled, because you knew how great it was. As an artist, you knew you guys were doing great work every week.
Yeah.
And the business just hosed you.
Well, it was, but I felt fortunate that we got to do these episodes. And by the time, like any breakup, like most breakups, you knew it was, you know, the chick wasn't really into me. So it was like, just let us go.
Because
NBC would hold, like the last year, they took us off the air for a year.
Yeah.
Then they ordered like 10 episodes. And I'm like,
and then they burned them like two in a night.
Yeah.
It was so dumb. Ridiculous.
From 2 a.m. to 4 a.m., you know, on top of each other.
And breadcrumbing you.
Yeah. At that point, it was like, let me go. Do something else. But I loved it. I loved Rod Carmichael and everybody.
We all did.
Yeah,
we all did.
Man. Well, he's still alive. He's not dead. But
he was so young. I hated to lose him. It was so cool, kids. You're playing a 72-year-old. Is that right?
Yeah, you know, I'm a transforming actor. I don't. He's old. Yeah.
Okay.
He doesn't know age.
No age.
Yeah, 70s. Like Martin Mull is the appropriate age. Like he's 75. I think. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he is for real.
Okay.
Yes, for real.
And so are you still horny on your show?
We are.
All of you, right?
The best line I had is like when Vicki Lawrence comes to my room, it's late at night, I open up the door, I look down the hallway, I went, I knew this was going to happen. Like, girl, look, what are you doing, baby? Come on in here. We can't be doing this. And she's like, shut up. And I go, yeah. Old people are really horny. Like my mom, may she rest in peace. She lived to 95 and a half. And
she died before or after Jerry Carmichael? He's still alive.
Okay.
Yeah.
She did. I'm going to say, yeah, she did.
Okay.
She died.
So before.
I think we had just kind of started, but no, she wasn't. Because, you know, she had dementia at the end. So I'm going to say she was with us, but not on board.
I was trying to just have fun. I was just making,
he was
a,
making
joke.
A joke about Gerard Carmichael
and when she
dying.
Passed.
Okay.
My
back to you.
Okay.
All right, so old people are horny. All right, back to that.
No, but I mean, when we would come through her cul-de-sac and she would just name, that's Bonnie's friend, Ralph. He lives there. And then, well, she died. And now he's Betty's friend. She's over there.
All friends.
Yeah, they're all,
all friends,
yeah.
Yeah,
this guy comes down. He goes, hey, boys.
Oh,
he looked like he was an old white guy, but he had, like, Popeyes. And I'm like, oh, boy.
Is that what it's like in a rest home? You think it's just people going crazy on each other?
Do you not remember the story about the Villages, which is a retirement home in Florida, had the highest rates of STDs in America in an old folks' little Villages community?
They do everything we do.
Yeah.
But that's
just
hard
slower.
To imagine.
Just
yes.
slower.
Just slower.
A lot
more
slower.
Methodically.
Yeah. We talk about, this is our friend David Alan Greer on the Kevin Bean Show right now. We're talking about, among other things, his Cool Kids TV show, which is on Fox.
We're on the bubble. We could go either way.
Well,
so we're going to find
read this
out.
This morning, it's looking
uh-oh.
Good.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Jensen did. Jensen said it's apparently going to be renewed is what they're leaning towards.
Isn't it great as an actor to find out things that way?
I can, again, I need to digress. I just purchased probably the most amazing thing for my home. It is a toilet that does everything.
Really? Like heats up and
it
cleans?
It heats up. When you approach it, it lights, and then it
like
lifts the thing. You sit down.
Allie's giving you a hallelujah.
I'm giving you a hallelujah because I just had a plumber, and he was telling me about a plumber coming to my house to fix,
right.
to snake my toilet. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, it's me, baby.
Okay, you're right. Tell me more about this toilet.
Okay, so you sit on it, and there's a little keypad. Uh-huh. It does everything. And by the way,
I never would have bought this had I not experienced it. Like, I was going to buy a tub, and they had one in their bathroom, and I came out like an hour and a half later, like, I need a cigarette, and I'm going back in.
So are you eating, like, lots of fiber now just to spend more time?
Beans! No, but I mean, you don't have to touch the toilet or yourself. It does everything.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, everything.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
How did we get from cool kids being renewed to toilet that does everything?
Oh, it has to be renewed.
Pay for it. Okay.
And this was one of those things where, well, I should have waited. Okay. Is what I'm saying. That's one of these purchases where I didn't order it that day, but I went home and I went, you know, you're looking in the mirror. I'm 62, man. I deserve. No, it's for me, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't have to call my account. I mean, this is.
Well, damn it.
I mean, it brings the house down. I'm going down with it. You know, so I called the next day. I was like, I want that toilet.
Yes.
It was gold, silver, or platinum.
Oh.
I want diamond.
Wow. So
that's going to take another season.
You are making me want to poop right now.
Yeah, they're already digging a trench.
That is beautiful.
Install it.
Hey, quick break. Cool Kids, by the way, airs on Fox Friday nights at 8:30, and it's very funny. David Alan Greer is here. He's got a lot of other stuff going on, including more poop talk when we return on K-Rock.
Kevin and Bean on K-Rock.
K-Rock.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Are you dancing to that song, David Alan Greer?
Feeling some dancing because, you know, I was in London and my girlfriend will be working in England.
All right, his accent is as bad as mine.
No, it's much better.
It is better,
yeah.
Let's have a British accent off.
British.
You say what he says.
Right.
David will lead.
Okay.
Right. And then you say.
Okay.
You're okay. Let me get my head to go.
You're
a right twit, aren't you?
You're a right twit, aren't you?
You stink.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
That's you're a right twit, aren't you?
Yes.
You're agreeing with him.
Yes, I am.
I won't want those. I told my he's broke there, he told me.
Yeah, that's how
okay, go Keith Richards, go by the way. No, I recuse myself. I plead the fifth. I do whatever I have to do to get out of it. you got this new movie coming out this weekend, which, by the way, wide open. Everybody's going to see Sprinter this weekend. There's nothing else in theaters. Let's face it. This weekend of all weekends, you got the whole field to yourself.
As I planned it.
But my question is, you have a Jamaican accent in the movie.
Yes, I do.
You've just done your British. Have you done a lot of accents over the years or not too many?
No, man. And, you know, Will Smith's company produced it. These guys and the writer and director, Jamaican. Mm-hmm. I Skyped with him, and it wasn't a lot of money. You know, it was an indie flick, so we didn't have time. But that was my first question. I was like, you know, yeah, I'd love to try it. I'd love to do it. This guy's an old coach, and he's coaching this young phenom who's all comes from a really jacked up family, all Jamaican cast. I just said, as long as you give me a coach,
if you give me a coach. So they had a coach.
Yeah, because you don't want to. That would be embarrassing.
No.
Yeah.
You don't want to come off like a bumba clot.
Yeah, bumba clot, man. Cue David. Guys, come on. Let's warm up.
Good pull, Alex.
Yeah, come on. You know, so. But the Jamaicans were so deep. Literally, the whole crew. Everybody would stand around when I did my scenes, and there was like some dude, you know, Gopher's like, no, he don't get it, and y'all didn't know.
The whole movie is subtitled. We should tell people this, yes. But it's in English. It is.
What is it?
But I will say, needed it.
Yeah, definitely.
So,
did you fall in love with Jamaica being down there?
I fell in love with the people. You know, I'd never really been on the island. So mm-hmm. We're in Kingston.
Kingston, man.
Yeah, and all these kids.
I'm sorry, B. Can we hear some more, please?
Wow. Kingston, man.
Thank you. Thank you for coming in. And it was great.
I'll show myself out.
Here's when you know you don't get the job. So they say thank you, and you're about to leave. Oh, hey, do you still drive that Jetta? Just asking. Thank you. Bye. It was like, oh, man. But, yeah, we were in Kingston, and then my daughter came because she was on break. And so I drove across the island to Montego Bay and stayed. It was like a James Bond, Ian Fleming resort.
That's awesome.
For nothing. You know, we had this house. We had a full staff. It was like three levels. And we were lounging by it. You know, we had a private pool.
Oh, it's fun to exploit the locals. I love it.
It was so great. You know, and I tipped everyone. Because I'm not a cheapskate. I gave everyone a little copper penny. You know. So
nice.
I said,
are they the flattened ones, or are they?
I don't even
whatever.
Know if it wasn't U.S. tender.
Okay.
Anyway, and there was I heard a noise of around sunset, and there was like fog and stuff. And I went and I asked the guys, like, what is that fogging thing? And he goes, Ada Zika. And he goes by. I was like, what?
No.
What?
They're spraying for.
Honey, get in the house, quick, everybody, get away from the pool. Oh yeah, it was. That's why it was half empty. That's why it was. Yeah, I forgot we were there in the middle of the Zika virus.
Oh my god!
And it was like, wow. The room's $300 a night, and I was like, oh,
hey, this is so cheap, I can't believe it.
Yeah, I just was like,
what's that?
Put the plastic bag over your face. No one breathe for another week. Poppy made a big mistake. He made a boo boo. Don't tell mommy. Don't tell mommy. Yeah, so that's why.
That is not what you want to hear.
No,
at all. But
no.
I bet that was a part of the draw for you, is being able to live and work in Jamaica for a while, right?
It was a role. This role's a really great role.
Yeah, it's a great story.
Everybody was in it, man, and Jamaican people. You know, it's such a tiny island, and you realize culturally and artistically how much they have affected world culture.
Yeah, absolutely.
Over the decades, years, absolutely. Hundreds of years. It's pretty amazing.
I want to buy the soundtrack, I'll tell you that.
Yeah,
the music,
man,
is killer in this
Storm
movie.
Storm Salta. Yeah, man. Yes, it's great. It's great.
David Alan Greer is here. That movie is available. How can people see it this weekend? Is it on demand
in
addition in theaters?
Yeah. And that's it. There.
It's at the Regal LA Live Stadium 14 in downtown LA. Okay.
Well, I'm very involved. And
it's at the AMC Ontario 30.
All right.
It's over there. Mm-hmm.
And David just flashed to me that it's the AMC Santa Monica 7.
Because he knows.
Yes.
Well, I'm involved.
Okay. You are touring with the In Living Color guys.
Yeah. Yeah, I am.
How long has it been? 25 years since that show?
Mm-hmm.
25 years.
I think it was 25 years now since we went off, so it's really
about
30 years since we came on. But I'll tell you a quick story. When we did the pilot was an hour long, and we didn't get picked up for a year. And so when I would go and do other jobs, everybody had seen it, like the crew, the directors. They go, what is this tape? Because the tape started circulating. And we actually were reviewed and mentioned in Vanity Fair.
What?
Before we were picked up. And so it became this big underground thing. I never thought they would let us do it. I just never did. And I think that was the key. So we just went for broke, I mean, and just did whatever.
Do you feel that the show that was so influential for so many comedians that came after you, do you feel like it has gotten its proper due? You think it's being recognized and remembered for the groundbreaking show it was?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's not a day in my life where some stranger doesn't, either in person or online, social media now, talk about it, give me a shout out.
Really?
And acknowledge it. Yes. I never thought that.
That's very cool.
Jim Carrey was the one who said, you know, this is history. And I was like, what are you, nuts?
Yeah, we're barely on the air.
Oh, yeah. The great Robert Schimmel. He said, they're like, who's our target audience? He goes, 12-year-old crackheads. That's So, no, there was no YouTube. There was no nothing. I remember I did The Wiz in La Jolla, like in 2000. 2006. So they had the men's dressing room, the women's dressing room. Everybody had their laptops, and all these guys had their favorite sketch queued on a playlist. That whole technology was not even...
Of course.
We had cell phones. My talk time was 20 minutes.
Wow.
The whole conversation. I'll call you back. Okay. All right. Okay. I'm almost home. I'll call you back.
Do you think in Living Color is the first line of your obituary?
I don't know. I don't care.
Pretty cheery question, by the way. Albin thinks that's what you're first remembered for. That'd be all right, I would imagine.
Yeah, but I feel like I've done stuff. But I also know, as a fan, like Ted Knight on the Mary Tyler Moore Show, he did stuff, and I was like, yeah.
But he's Ted Baxter.
You're Ted Baxter. Come on, man. You know, and I'm not, like, the radar guy. I remember from MASH when later in his career, they're like, I know you did a show. We're not going to talk about it. So tell us about your butterfly collection. That's radar. What's up? I mean, they're like, we're not going to talk about the R word. So no, I'm not like that. I mean,
well, you've worked continuously.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you're out there.
I loved you in The Wiz. I'll say it right now.
I had so much fun.
That was
the Live Wiz on TV. Yeah.
That was my favorite of all the musicals so far that have been on.
It was so much fun. I turned my phone off that day because I said, I just want to do this. I'm not going to go on Twitter or anything.
Yeah.
So it took so it was a whole day. It's like 12, 15 hours. I finally got back to my trailer and I turned my phone on and this flood of emails, texts, and messages. And it usually started with, is this still your email?
Oh, people that reached out from long ago.
Yeah, I heard from women. I'm jumping on my bed with my daughter, and we're singing along. We're both crying.
All right, it's getting emotional.
That's amazing.
That's amazing.
It was so much love that was awesome. So my daughter and all of her friends, you know, everybody watched The Wiz. And so the next day... Because that's how quick it is. It was literally like 2 days later, I fly back, and I'm walking her into school. Now, usually it's like, I got it. Bye. Go. I'll see you later. But she stopped. She grabbed my hand, and she's like, oh, okay. So she walks me all the way through school. And this kid behind her, this black kid, goes, you're so lucky. And she goes, why? Your dad's a lion. Oh, and she goes, I know. So that lasted for about a week.
Amazing.
And then a week later. Yeah.
I just looked
That's
up.
That's a sweet week, though.
On Twitter, I put 30 minutes into The Wiz, and it's incredible. I wish we could track the number of kids watching right now that can't wait to see live theater.
Come on.
And it changed for so many people.
Why don't you two just make out and we'll get out
until
of
the way. Lion?
Until Rent, they ruined everything. They're like,
I mean, Rent was good.
Yeah,
no,
it wasn't live. I know much.
Rent was the one where the guy got hurt, and one's done.
And they aired
Jesus
a rehearsal.
Jesus Christ Superstar was amazing.
Jesus Christ Superstar was it, baby.
Yeah, hey, Dad, we're out of time.
All right, bye.
We're talking about The Wiz.
I know. And we love you, and we always...
That was not smooth.
The caveman did the dab in The Wiz.
We always enjoy having you in, and I wish we
could
talk all day. But the Cool Kids airs Friday night on Fox at 8:30. That's Channel 11, and hopefully we'll have news of a pickup here coming up shortly. And the movie is called Sprinter.
I just want to leave.
In theaters today.
Kevin and B. It's so nice to see you on the scene.
There it is.
Yeah. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
Allie's here now. Time for what's happening on a Wednesday.
Well, Kevin is the resident Laker fan on the show. Did you ever read Jeff Perlman's nonfiction book, Showtime, Magic, Kareem, Riley, and the Los Angeles Lakers Dynasty of the 1980s?
I did not, but I would love to. That sounds great.
Well,
you just asked Kevin if he read a book.
Well, I knew his answer would be no.
It doesn't matter what the book is, Allie. The answer is no.
That's why I then say to you, can I interest you in a TV show based on that book?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, HBO is bringing the Showtime Lakers to the scripted arena. It's a show called Showtime. Which is weird. This is on HBO. It's a whole tongue twister.
It's very confusing.
But it has received a pilot order, and just Adam McKay will direct it.
All right.
No, but wow. All right.
Frankie's excited.
Absolutely. Casting on the pilot has already begun. Production scheduled for this summer.
He's a great writer, by the way, Jeff Perlman. Yeah, he wrote The Boys Will Be Boys about the Dallas Cowboys, The Bad Guys Won about the 1986 Mets. He really picks these teams of wild players and writes incredibly about them.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So there you go.
I'm in.
You don't have to read the book anymore.
Right?
Which you didn't even know existed, but I'm just saying.
Kevin claims he has started a lot of books.
I've probably started 200 books.
Oh.
And that is started, impressive. Like you mean like a couple pages and then don't finish?
Some. Mm-hmm. Maybe a chapter.
What does it take for you to finish a whole book?
He'll let you know.
Yeah, I was going to say, have you?
The only book I finished was Into the Wild. Is that the name of the book?
Oh,
where
sure.
The guy climbs Everest?
And what a dumbass, because then they made a movie about
it.
You didn't even read Mount Everest?
Everest? Got lost.
No,
in
that was a different one then. I'm thinking of the wrong title, but it's a guy that climbs Everest.
Did you read the cover? With the title on it?
Not positive.
Wasn't it In Thin Air?
Into Thin Air.
There you go.
Yeah, that's what it was called.
That was it.
Thank you. I read
that. So the one book that you read, woo-hoo! You didn't know the title of.
Yeah. Correct.
Okay.
Awesome.
Whew. That was a journey. You guys, listen, I'm not going to talk about Jeopardy and how James took over the $1 million mark last night.
Sorry, we're out of time.
In a staggering time, just 14 games. But what I will tell you is after that show airs is a show called Wheel of Fortune, which... I just happened to...
Time for another guest.
Oh, who's the guest that we got?
Whoever's in the hole.
Okay.
I happened to have the TV on after Jeopardy. I was in the kitchen, and I heard my name. And I was like, what's happening? So I ran back, rewound it, and this is what I heard.
Hey, Pat. I'm Allie McKay. I'm here with my husband, Chip. We've been married for 17 years, and I'm a case manager with the Department of Disabilities and Special Needs in Horry County.
The contestant was Allie McKay with her husband, Chip. Chip, in the Upside Down. We've been together 17
That's
years.
That's sweet.
Let's play it again.
Hey, Pat. I'm Allie McKay. I'm here with my husband, Chip. We've been married for 17 years, and I'm a case manager with the Department of Disabilities and Special Needs in Horry County.
In an alternate universe, you both are happy.
Yeah, well,
and you have partners.
She has a more important job, though. The Wheel of Fortune.
Right.
Woman. Yeah.
Right.
By the way, Chip, we won. Yeah.
Nice.
We won.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Nice
thank
job.
You so much.
So, will you be back on Tonight Show, or does it not work like
that?
I don't
that know
on
Wheel how Wheel of Fortune works.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's just a. Oh no, I think they do come back, right?
I don't watch Wheel of Fortune. I don't know
Me
anything
either,
about it.
But I think they would come back. Otherwise, what a bummer.
That's the one with Vanna, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. That was fun.
Was it?
A little bit. So remember the first weekend of Coachella when the four dudes from NSYNC were right up there on the stage singing with Ariana Grande?
Do we need all of that?
Remember Lance Bass?
Sure.
J.C. Chazet, Joey Fatone, Chris Kirkpatrick.
The four guys no one wanted to see.
The one that, Justin Timberlake wasn't there.
Basically 98 degrees.
Well, I will tell you this. Them doing Tearing Up My Heart, vintage choreography. Ariana stepped in, did some of Justin's vocals. The response was massive. So massive that some are considering this a test run for NSYNC to hit the road again, minus Justin Timberlake. What do you guys think about that?
Did you ever see the Jacksons without Michael? No one is paying to go see Tito. You know what I mean?
Well,
without Justin, it's not NSYNC.
An industry source told Billboard that there is such a hunger right now for nostalgia that they don't even think that it matters as much.
I disagree with you, but I will also tell you that the Spice Girls sold out stadiums without Posh.
Without Posh.
So maybe there is something in just the experience of that band's name.
Then again, Posh, not really the powerhouse that Justin was.
It's not like true.
Yeah.
I was trying to think, like, the way they put Adam Lambert in Queen.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to think of who could jump into the Timberlake spot, and I really couldn't come up with anybody.
No one, really.
No. Hmm. I mean, like, who's, like, a pop...
Right. Like Grayson Chance or somebody, or...
Like an American.
Somebody like that who's kind of well known, but this would
Justin
be a big
Justin Guarini.
Well, I don't
no, because he does the Dr. Pepper ads that I love.
Yeah.
A little pepper.
Plus, I don't think Safeway could spare him.
Yeah, they have to have him for the boxes.
Yes! Live! In person!
Live, Steve.
That just came out of nowhere. Sorry.
Oh, my God. I loved it so much.
Don't be sorry. You brought joy to all of us.
Oh, my gosh. I've never seen it in person.
I don't approve of NSYNC without JT, if anyone's asking.
Okay.
And he can go right back to the conversation as if
Amazing.
That never happened.
It's great.
Oh, my gosh.
Incredible.
It is adorable to see. Yes, not only is it delightful to hear, but to see it.
I don't like it when it comes out of nowhere like that. You don't even have an advance warning that you're going to sneeze.
It was an attack.
Yeah, it was an attack.
I understand, you guys. You guys big Lord of the Rings fans? Okay.
It started the books.
Yeah. Oh, I bet. And then the movies came out, and you're like, why do I need these reedy things?
That's why reading is for losers, because if it's good, they're going to make a movie about it. Who's with me?
Well, the family and estate of J.R.R. Tolkien has come out against the movie Tolkien. It's a new biopic that will depict the early life of the Lord of the Rings creator. In a public statement, they said that they do not endorse it or its content in any way. I mean, don't hold back.
Jeez.
And this has a good star, right? Somebody...
Nicholas Holt will be playing the young author. Lily Collins will be playing the love of his life, who was the inspiration for several characters in Middle Earth. So, they're not really up on it. And the concerning part for them might be that Tolkien's estate... famously litigious.
Oh.
They sued the producers of the Lord of the Rings films over royalties in 2009 and went after the book Mirkwood, a novel about J.R.R. Tolkien, despite it being a work of fiction.
I don't want to know about bad things at all.
Okay.
Shame.
And Peter Jackson has said that further Lord of the Rings or Hobbit films, unlikely, because that would require the estate's cooperation.
Wow.
I can't take it anymore.
It just sounds like a bad deal.
What did the movie show him as like a coke-addicted writer or something? Like, what would be the thing they don't like?
I don't know.
Very strange.
But it shows him being shaped by the trauma of World War I and by his love for Edith Bratt, who will be played by Lily Collins.
Sounds fine to me.
Right?
Hmm.
I mean, calm your teeth, Tolkien estate.
Right.
Who's with me? Some birthdays for you. Kelly Clarkson, Barbara Streisand, Joe Keery, and Frankie McDonald.
Hi, guys. I'd like to say hi to everyone in the United States of America right now. Hi, everyone in the United States of America. How are you doing? I'm doing good so far.
Happy birthday, Frankie.
Oh, mm-hmm. Love him so very much.
Is it weird that I hear my voice when I hear him?
We all do, Jensen.
A little similar.
Okay. Good to hear.
And that's what's happening.
Thank you, Allie. On your drive home today, listen to a commercial-free 5 p.m. hour, a random act of helpfulness from the SoCal Helpful Honda dealers. Tomorrow morning on All New Kevin and Bean Show. On Thursdays, we have Dr. Drew. We have Get Up On This with Jensen. We have Colin Hanks. What?
It's one and done on Wheel of Fortune. Go on.
We were all on the edge of our seats.
Thank God.
You interrupted for that?
Solved that mystery.
Plus tickets to Kevin and Bean's April Fool's.
And she said it like, it's one and done, guys. Right. Like it was still on our minds. Didn't even have to explain Wheel of Fortune. One and done, guys. What?
It's the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
Kevin and Bean.
It's so nice to see you on the scene.
There it is. There it is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.